Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Why is gold pushing to all-time highs? Simply because the cost of living is up almost 18% since 2021. The $34 trillion national debt has investors worried when this house of cards will come crashing down. This is why so many Americans are turning to Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit on gold and to see how Birch Gold can help you convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie back, Scott Mitchell back with us, a mind-opening Bible teacher, host of the Bible Mysteries podcast. Scott Mitchell has been a student of the Bible, Bible history, and biblical mysteries for 40-plus years. His careers have spanned music, legal support, and technology. He has pastored a Bible church in Texas, founder of the Unlock the Bible Now ministry, and after years of study, Scott found the key to unlocking the mysteries in the Bible. Scott, welcome back, my friend. How have you been?
Oh, good morning, George. I've been very well. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, I can't think of a better time to have you. My gosh, we need you now.
Well, there's some pretty wild things going on in the world, I would say.
They really are. How'd you get interested in biblical studies?
Well, it started, you know, when I was young. I really didn't have a religious upbringing at all. My family just was not a church-attending, Christian-raising, nurturing type of family. They weren't atheistic. They just didn't really have any regard for it. But I had a grandfather and grandmother that were believers that very subtly dropped little hints to me over my lifetime of little publications and things, and I think it just sort of led me in a direction. I went through a time when I was very young of some very disturbing recurring nightmares and sleep paralysis and things like that that may have very well been entities trying to attract me to the dark side. But I was able to overcome that finally in my early teens when I went to a Bible class taught by a man that actually taught the Bible. It wasn't just normal religious churchy kind of teaching. It was an actual study of the scriptures, and ever since then, I've been hooked.
And how did you tie this into UFO phenomena?
Well, that became later after studying the scriptures for many years. And then when I began to see events unfolding in the world, I was trying to make sense of it all. And I kind of had a passing fascination with UFOs. But nothing, you know, and I mean, when I was a kid and I saw Star Wars, of course, you know, I was like, wow, you know, wouldn't that be wild? But other than that, it was just sort of a passing fancy. But then once I began to see more concrete evidence coming forth, at some point you have to ask yourself, okay, are these really extraterrestrial aliens from other planets? And if so, how does that jive? How does that fit in with theology from the Christian point of view? And to try to make sense of all this, I was trying to think, could this actually be there are really aliens and other planets and it's advanced technology from them, or could this be some form of deception And the Bible talks a lot about deceptions coming in the final days, and I believe we're here, and I believe this UFO phenomenon is a part of that.
That's an interesting one. Why hide under the cloak of aliens?
You know, that is such a great question, and I'm beginning to put some pieces together. I think what we're seeing is part of this deception, because in the Bible, and George, you're somewhat familiar, I know, with these things, so I won't be saying something that won't be somewhat familiar to you and many of your listeners.
Sure.
But there's the appearance of an individual that's going to be called the Beast or the Antichrist in the book of Revelation. And this individual at some point caused the entire world to worship him. And when you think about the disparate groups of religions, political ideology, government systems, and power structures, what could possibly unite all of humanity to set aside their differences and believe and actually worship an individual claiming to be God? And, you know, I can't think of a human being that could rise up today and be such a charismatic leader that he could convince all the world to worship him. But if it was somebody that appeared from the skies as an alien persona, so to speak, saying, hey, we are your alien ancestors, we've come back to help you evolve into your next phase or something like that, then I can see how that would unite humanity. So these UFOs, as far as I can tell, are preparing us for this.
Interesting. A lot of ufologists, Scott, believe that fallen angels are aliens. You believe the other way around.
I do. I believe it's always been that way, that the Bible talks about sons of God. In the Hebrew, it's Benai Elohim. It's these were the original. You know, angel is really a title. It's like a messenger or description of what they do. But who they actually are the sons of God, the Benai Elohim that were created and originally part of God's kingdom, but a one-third of them rebelled against him, with Lucifer being an anointed cherub that they followed. And war ensued, which I believe has been going on for millennia. And in fact, the book I'm working on is going to actually talk about the angelic civilization that existed on the earth before man was created to replace them. But they want that planet back. And when God put man on the earth, he gave him dominion, and they don't have right to it except through limited access. And it appears to me that the limited access is the way they've manifested and appeared over the centuries and now in more recent times since, you know, I guess the 30s and 40s, through these technological saucers and tic-tac shapes and whatever that seem to be moving the world in the direction to accept this so-called alien presence as real.
How do you think they concocted this, and when do you think they did it? When do you think they collectively decided, let's fool humanity and trick them? Let's let them think that we are extraterrestrials. They'll be more acceptable to us. Once we get our foot in the door, we got them.
Yeah, exactly. I think that it may have been a plan for a long time. It does seem to be like an evolving thing with them because, you know, when you talk about it, this is the spiritual realm, if we're talking about fallen angels and unclean spirits and things like that, and they're different. They're not the same entities, but they all seem to be working together for the same agenda. And it's certainly possible that it's been formulating and changing just as men change their plans. I think they have unique personalities and power structures just like humans do, but they just have far more advanced technology. And it looks like they've always had this because when you read in the Bible of accounts of like Elijah going up in a chariot of fire and Ezekiel seeing the wheels of the living creatures, that for all the world appears to be, you know, forms of conveyance or crafts. And it's just possible that they just have advanced technology that God's angelic realm has always used, and these fallen angelic brothers have access to the same technology, albeit they use it for nefarious purposes. So I think their plan changes at least somewhat as men advance, and they might appear at a certain time to what humanity is used to or can comprehend or understand. And now they seem to be coming in this form or using this deception since we've entered the so-called nuclear age in the 40s.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Gold is pushing to all-time highs right now. Actually, there are several reasons for that. The cost of goods continue to rise despite interest rate controls by the Fed. Since January of 2021, the cost of living is up almost 18%. The national debt continues to skyrocket, now above $34 trillion, causing many to worry when the House of Cards will come crashing down, a presidential election year that will have massive implications on the future of this country. All of this adds up to instability and uncertainty, and this is why so many Americans are turning to the Birch Gold Group. Have you diversified your savings yet? Secure a portion of them with gold from the Birch Gold Group. Text COAST to 989898 and get your free info kit. You'll learn how to convert an existing IRA or 401k into a tax-sheltered IRA in gold, and it doesn't cost you a penny out of pocket to do that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, tens of thousands of happy customers. You can count on Birch Gold. Text COAST to 989898 now.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Now, some researchers believe that there's a gathering of human DNA during these alien abduction cases, and based on people we've interviewed, things are happening to them. I mean, women ovaries and eggs are being taken, and, you know, the reproductive systems of guys are being worked on. Something's happening. What do you think this is?
Now, this is where I really want to discuss something that I think I found. There might be a key in Scripture that's kind of telling us what's happening here, because you're right, George. These are not just accounts of people that are dreaming or delusional. I even had one person say, aren't these abductions just a bunch of hayseeds that live out in the sticks? And it's like, no, it's people from all walks of life, and there's real evidence, real scars, real pregnancies that are removed. You know, all of that kind of thing is happening. So I thought to myself, if these were from another planet, why would they need this? You know, first of all, why Earth? And if they're advanced and they come from other planets, don't they have their own cultures, their own resources? Couldn't they have better planets than even Earth? What would they want with us? But if they're angelic, rebellious type creatures, and they know God's focus is on the Earth, and He has a plan to reign from the Earth and things like that in the future, then I could see why they would want to focus on the planet. So if that is the case, then what's the purpose of genetic manipulation? And I think I've found a clue in Scripture. There's several verses, but this is one I want to focus on tonight because it's in one of the parables that Jesus told. So Matthew chapter 13 is the chapter where Christ first began to speak in parables. He never did that up till that chapter, and it was right after he was accused of actually casting out devils by the prince of devils, you know. And from that point, he made a statement about blasphemy and whatever, and then he began to speak in a very cryptic form. And contrary to what some people might think, he didn't speak in parables to explain or amplify the truth. He spoke in parables to hide the truth from those that rejected him and would not believe on him. So there's a parable you're probably familiar with about the tares among the wheat. And tares are a plant that's basically a weed, but they look just like wheat until they grow up to be mature,
mm-hmm.
and then they produce no fruit. So they end up robbing resources and nutrients from the ground that the wheat needs to grow. But in the parable, he tells it like this. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat and went his way. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said unto him, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then came, does it have tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. So the servants asked him, Will you have us go gather up the tares? And he said, No. If you do that, you might, while you gather the tares, you'll root up the wheat with them. Let them both grow together until the harvest. And in the time of harvest, I'll say to the reapers, Gather together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Now, traditionally, this parable has always been understood as, well, people that don't believe versus people that do believe. But what if there's more to that? And that's why he put this in a cryptic fashion here. So Jesus always gave the key to understanding the parables somewhere in his teaching. And on this one, the disciples literally came up to him and said, What does this mean? So he gave the understanding with the key. He said, The field is the world. So we can take that as the planet Earth. The field in the parable is a type of the Earth. He says, The good seed are the children of the kingdom. So those would have to be human believers. But then he says, The tares are the children of the wicked one.
The wicked one.
Children of the wicked one. So if the wicked one has to do with Satan, how does he have children? And then he says, The enemy that sowed them is the devil. So we know Satan is the devil. He's the one behind sowing the children of the wicked one among the wheat. And then he says, The harvest is the end of the world. So that would be the last days before Christ returns to the earth, according to the Bible. And then he says, The reapers are the angels. So those would be the angels of God, and when God pours his wrath out, his angels are involved in assisting the fulfillment of that on the earth and protecting the believers. So what if the tares among the wheat are the imposter human hybrid aliens? That would explain the genetic program. They've been trying to cultivate human DNA incorporated into their whatever they are, so that they can put human beings on this planet that are part human but and look exactly like humans, but are in fact plants from these fallen angels, aliens, whatever you want to call them. And their job is going to be to help lead astray humanity to take the mark and worship the one that's going to come down and claim to be God or whoever he says he is that causes them to worship him.
Scott, do you think the Antichrist is already here on the planet?
It's possible that he is, and he's a human form that's going to be, from the way Scripture reads, he has a deadly wound that will be healed. And therefore, something's going to happen to where he's going to look like he's dead and he comes back to life, imitating the resurrection of Christ.
Sure.
So that he could be a Messiah-type figure. And so he could very well be alive today. He could be part human and part alien, or they're working on that. I know authors that believe he's literally going to be the offspring of Satan and a human earth woman. And so I don't know if that's going to be done through these genetic manipulations or through the actual, the actual course of intercourse as the angels did back in Genesis 6.
Like Rosemary's Baby almost, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Very much that. I believe much of fiction and movies are not just fiction, but are actually revealing the plan. Telling us, giving us an insight. The satanic global elite always shows their hand, and symbolism is their key.
They love that.
They use these things. Yeah, they do.
Scott Mitchell with us. His website, utbnow.com, which stands for Unlock the Bible Now, part of his ministry. And that's linked up at coasttocoastam.com. And you've got a YouTube presence too, Scott, don't you?
We do, and we've got we're expanding to other media platforms as well. You can see all that at utpnow.com. And we just celebrated our 100th episode, so we've really
well, that's amazing.
Really grown. Yeah, we've grown to the point where we've started a premium podcast subscription where for $7 a month you get bonus contents, ad-free listening, and you can get that at BibleMysteries.Supercast.com. You can also access it from our UTB Now website. So I want to encourage people to think about that because you can really get into some deeper stuff, and articles, newsletters, things like that are all a part of that. So encourage them.
We'll take calls with Scott Mitchell next hour here on Coast to Coast. Lots more with him to talk about. What do you think the agenda is? Let's assume the aliens are fallen angels, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And what do you think the agenda is here? Why the deception?
Yeah, that's a great question. Let's say if we're gonna pretend for a moment that they are actually extraterrestrials. Well, if they've got these crafts that we're seeing through the evidence that's being released from Project Blue Book and the Pentagon, they clearly are advanced, and if they wanted to, they could just wipe out the planet Earth. If it was colonization, they would just kill us. I mean, it wouldn't take anything. You know, how could we possibly defeat them if they can disable our nuclear missiles and everything else, right? So then do they want to replace us in almost like a body snatcher's fashion where they're, you know, taking over humanity slowly, one genetic modification at a time? Well, again, what would be the point of that? Don't they have their own planet? Aren't there other planets they could travel to that aren't inhabited but could support life? You know, so you start to rule out and factor out these things, and you start to get left with a deception. A lot of people think their agenda is, oh, they're our space brethren. They're going to come back and restore humanity and help us right the course and show us the right way, and they're the ascended masters, and we're going to all be enlightened. But they don't show evidence that they care about us or that they're interested in us. If you've got things like cattle mutilations and abducting people against their will, that's contrary to anything. That's kidnapping is what that is.
Absolutely.
So clearly there's a nefarious agenda. I believe they're malevolent, and therefore they would be of the wicked one. They're satanic. So the agenda appears to be to, and here's the kicker of it all, they're going to be the so-called alien presence, in my opinion. It's going to come down and claim to be our saviors. And I think what they're going to do is they're going to say they're going to protect us from another threat, an alien threat that's coming from the starry heavens, and they have the technology to save us. And the alien threat they're talking about fighting is going to be the God of creation.
Do we fall Jesus. For it?
Yeah, that's what they're hoping, that we will fall for it and take the beast and take the mark of the beast. And I think when we take that mark, those that do take the mark are going to be genetically changed somehow to take on this Nephilim form, this hybrid form, and therefore they will be unredeemable for salvation. That's the whole reason why angels from God literally fly through the skies during that time saying, don't take the mark of the beast or you end up in the lake of fire. They can't be saved if they take this mark.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom? Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.